He has my sister, so I don't really have a choice. I'm going, Jack said, walking away. He pushed the door open with a great rush of anger and began running to the forest that the shaken man spoke of. Minutes later, he arrived at the entryway and started coughing. The air around him became foggy and filled with a sense of darkness. He knew he was in the right place. Jack slowly walked into the forest while shining the flashlight at the ground to avoid tripping over the many branches he stood upon. Suddenly, he heard a noise that froze him in his tracks. It was a very distant noise in the distance, but it was present. Jack began to walk towards it with an increasing size in his footsteps. For the first time since he began looking for Maggie, Jack felt like he was getting somewhere, even if it was in a forest. After 5 minutes of walking in one direction, he came upon a tall shape. His eyes began to focus through the darkness, and he saw a black shed. Jack couldn't believe his eyes, but he began to walk towards it, hoping that his search would soon be over. He was stopped by a creaking sound coming from the shed. It took him a moment to see it, but the door was opening to him, and Maggie was running out.